to Jesus, our gracious Heavenly Father. We come before the throne of grace this afternoon, thanksgiving and appreciation in our hearts. Thank you so much for the blessings you have been receiving since we came into this auditorium this morning, this Sunday school period. Was a wonderful time. And the Lord our God, you gave us his all, showers of blessings on our souls in the main services we want to look after them. Thank you for the time of rest to eat our food you provided for us in the physical. Lord, we thank you very much for this spiritual food in this season that you have made it possible for us to gather around the same. Which food in the time of Elisha? It was not Elisha that provided that food, and that was that woman. It was you that provided that food. Thank you very much, Lord, for this thought of for us. Lord, that will not lack anything in this Christian journey. That will not be tossed to and fro here and there because of diverse ways of doctrines. We appreciate you. Lord, we thank you for the portion we have received thus far today. We pray that these things will come to prepare us for our homegoing, Lord. Help us one more time. We thank you very much for the song leader. We thank you for the song service. Thank you, Lord, for the special ones that we rendered. We appreciate you for all things, Lord. Help us, Heavenly Father, may these special numbers come to minister grace to our heart. Lord, we appreciate you for this hour again. Help you, Lord. Help your people. These are your purchased products of the blood of Jesus Christ. May you minister unto us, Lord. Bless us, Heavenly Father, one more time. You will heal our sicknesses, both soul and body, and minister unto our needs. Baptism of the Holy Ghost, salvation, healings, deliverances. Lord, have your way. May you further your kingdom in our lives. Bless your people wherever they are gathered this afternoon. Even the day of your love, you bring them back home safely. We thank you for your grace upon you today. Help us one more time. Thank you for the officers and the apostles' duties, the instrument users, just everyone. We love the computer operators. We pray for more grace upon them, more skill and more abilities. Thank you, our Father. Help us, O Lord, as we turn to the pages of the Bible. May you speak to us, O Lord, from your own oracle. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome ourselves to church again this afternoon. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we please turn in our Bibles to the book of 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 2. Verse 12. The prophet read just a portion of it. Permit me to just read the whole verse. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, My father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took a hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. Amen. Amen. Let's have a seat. The Lord bless his word to our heart. Let us always respond positively. Amen, may so be it. And that is Bible. Why should the preacher stand here and say amen, and then you are quiet? Only maybe one quarter of people said amen. It's supposed not to be placed. Praise the Lord. This evening, this afternoon, by the grace of God, we want to see how far we can go to finish this sermon. Let me remind you, children, just boys and girls, teenagers, youths. The preaching of the word of God is not for papa and mama alone, nor for adults. You should be able to take your own portion and your own blessing of the preaching of the word of God. God bless you. Children, I say God bless you. I'm praying now. Hallelujah. I hope you won't be tired of me because of every organization you made. Praise the Lord. Please, can you go to 56-12-05. 56-12-05. That is where we are going to start this evening. 56-12-05. Please, kindly go to paragraph 18C, please. 18C. In the days of Elijah. Please, we have little of your time. The title of our sermon, by the grace of God, this will be the fourth time. Yeah. It's a second-handed role. He preached this sermon, Jeffersonville. That's what we'll be going through. November 25, 1956. And this one, Brooklyn. December 5. We have been speaking about two main characters. As we know, Elijah, the major prophet, and Elijah, the young man, a plowman. Amen. He was a young man, he was a plowman. And God told Elijah, the major prophet, in chapter 19 of 2 Kings, that he should go and anoint Jehu to be the king of Israel. Because there was something God wanted to do against the house of Ahab. He said, when we leave there, he said, go and anoint Elisha, the son of Shaphat, to take your place after you are gone. Are you there? Alright. So that place now, in the days of Elijah, he knew that he was making ready for his translation. God was going to take him up. God has almost used Elijah in Israel. He withstood Jezebel and her false prophets. He withstood Ahab against all his evils. He withstood all the evils that was happening in his days in Israel. So the time has come for him now to be taken up in the translation. So he had went and called to Elisha to take his place. When he got to where Elisha was, Elijah was plowing with 12 oxen and the 12 with him. So he just threw his mantle on him and the anointing upon the mantle of Elijah fell upon Elijah. He just left what he was doing and he ran after Elijah. Please, let me go and bid my father and my mother goodbye. Say, what have I done for you or to you? Then he came back because there was something that has happened to him. He just killed the oxen, used the materials, boiled something, shared among the people. That was the end. He followed Elijah and he became a servant of Elijah. He started pouring water upon the hands of Elijah. Remember, it is by the inspiration of the Almighty God. And he threw his robe around him and called him to the ministry under the inspiration
of the Holy Spirit. That is why here the Holy made us to know. And now in the days, they are that school called the school of the sons of prophets. That we will call it today a symmetry. No, I wanted to say symmetry. Well, if I say symmetry now, I hope I'm not offline. Because this time, seminary. You will say symmetry. People will laugh. Maybe I don't know whether you laugh also, but I do laugh. When you call cemetery, you know cemetery now is the place where they bury dead people. So seminary, is full of dead people. And once they were trying to hatch out, like an incubator chicken, progress now with some kind of idea. Millions of minds away from God and his war and his program. They want to have their own ideas. Praise the Lord. So, they are seeing the great work that God was doing through Elijah. So they thought. So their talk wouldn't work. So they thought they will get them a school and hand them out a few prophets across the land like Elijah. Well, that is a great thing, but it never worked successful then. Neither will it work today. It didn't work then. Look, it is God that called to the ministry. It is God that called. One unto salvation, one unto the ministry. Praise be to God. It didn't work successful then. It will not work successful today. That's what Bible says. It takes God, does the calling. So that's the only flaw there is to it. God has to do the calling. Amen. And he said, if he doesn't do the calling, then he does the prophet no good to go. God had Elisha in mind before the foundation of the world to take the place of Elijah. When will be gone in the translation? But these people are trying to hide themselves together. They form a school of sons of prophets. They call it in the Bible. So they were telling them. But God bypassed them. Praise the Lord. He said, if God does the calling, he will honor his word wherever he goes. God will be with the man in God. Amen. He said, now we see that the school of the sons of prophets, how it turned out to be, is that we imagine every prophet, when Elijah came on, we saw they didn't live the right kind of life. Okay, let me bypass that one. Let me come down. The prophet made us to know that they were trying to impersonate the prophet Elijah. Praise God. Okay, 28. Notice. Now this school, I can imagine each one of them up there. They each one pack their Bibles just about like Elijah did. You know? And each one used his voice just the way Elijah did. It is a great day again of impersonation. Don't you believe that? The Bible now gave an example here of Billy Graham. He said, Billy Graham was just illusion. And I'm telling you, every program comes on, everybody says, oh, the Lord bless you, Igbo. They were trying to imitate Billy Graham. That is just being human, I guess. And trying to speak like Billy Graham. Pound their Bible like Billy Graham. Or some evangelists come up town. Come to town. That is the way it is. It is impersonation. Canal impersonation. Take note of that. Canal impersonation. I was telling my son, my grandson, the other day, at the family altar, I said, look, I said, let me tell you this. No, just at the family altar, I said, boy, I said, you are trying to imitate somebody in this assembly. I said, you are trying to talk like a guy. You are trying to imitate somebody. I said, Brother Bam said, imitation causes confusion. I said, boy, professor, be yourself. So, brother, be yourself. Sister, be yourself. We are not to copy somebody else. Imitation causes confusion. We are coming, you know. Let's go to 30 minutes. Sometimes, you know, when the word of God goes for so hot, he says, Mama, you used to give us castor oil in the days when we were young. So he said, up to today, I didn't even like castor oil at all. Because of the old. So I will tell Mama, Mama, I can't stand these things. If, let me see. If it doesn't make you sick, it don't do you any good. So maybe that is with the preaching, the gospel. If it doesn't steer you up a little, I'm afraid today that many of us that are claiming great things of God are only carnal impersonation. Someone else, you know, every way they are acting the way they do and try to put the same thing on ourselves and acting that way. Now listen. When Christianity is not a mimic, Christianity is a lie. Are you there? You don't mimic Christianity. Today, people are having carnal impersonation of Christians. Be what you are. When you be what you are, then people will know how to pray for you. Don't try to mimic Christianity. No, no, no. Don't take somebody else as your example. It will backfire. Are you with me? We are talking from here. It's a lie. Christianity is a lie that a man lives, a woman lives, a boy lives, and a girl lives. That is Christianity. And it takes a Holy Ghost baptism experience. Listen, Christianity comes by a birth. That when you are born again of the Spirit of God and become a new creature in Christ Jesus, that is real Christianity. Amen. That is the word of God. Children, listen to that. Christians are not a mimic. Boys and girls, old and young, Christians are not a mimic. If you are not careful, without a real genuine Holy Ghost, when the little thing happens, you will fall back. We are preaching the word of God. Hallelujah. Oh my. Listen. When you are born again of the Spirit of God, and become a new creature in Christ Jesus. All things are passed away, and all things become new. God said, watch. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Christianity. Then that is when you become a real true witness of the power of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Anywhere in the school. The other day, my first meeting on that Friday, I was preaching, and I was speaking to guests. I said, when you go to school, and you are trying to copy students, when you go to school, where papa is not, mama is not, nobody else inside the church is not, and you are trying to wear these leggings. I said, what are you trying to copy? Okay. What are you doing? You will cause yourself trouble. May God help us. Is it because why? You are just an abomination in the sight of God. That is the word of God. When I finish, and I wanted to enter the house, Father, no, they have not come open. Then two guests ran after me. Two guests. I know one, I don't know the other one. Then they ran to me and said, I want to ask you a question. The other one that I didn't know, just asked, sir, is it message car? Is it message car? That we should be wearing leggings in the school. Then the other one that I know said, he said, because where I am, where I'm fellowship in Lagos, they said, no, it is not to wear leggings. I said, and then you are wearing it. Then on Sunday, I had to come back and straighten out things. May God help us. It's an abomination. Praise the Lord. When you are in school, you are trying to just copy others. You don't want to show yourself who you are. You don't want to associate yourself with Christ Jesus. May God help us. Christian is not a mimic. Christianity is a lie that a man lived. A woman lived, a boy lived, a girl lived. With the Holy Ghost baptism in your soul. So we find that it is more than just being a church member. And we find that anyone said, when they see that you know, the great work that God did in the life of Elijah, so they now determine, oh, after he's gone, yes, I'm going to take over his role. I'm going to tell you, you know, I'm going to be the dean of the school. You know, I'm the dean of the school. The mantle will come on me. I will get it when Elijah goes. But don't forget, God had his man that he was preparing. Elisha by faith. But the man said, he may not have even known his ABCs. He will not even be able to read to count numbers from 1 to 100. But it was the word that God had in mind before the foundation of the world. May God help us. Maybe he didn't know his ABCs. Maybe he couldn't count to 100. But God had chosen him. All that the Father has given to me will come. No man can come to me except my Father draw him. May God help us. Sometimes man's choice is a lot different than God's choice. Remember in the book of Acts chapter 1, after Judas has gone to commit suicide and things, and then when they came together now, the 12 now, they said, okay, among God that have been with us, going out with us and coming in when Jesus Christ was with us, let us just choose one now to replace Judas. And so, and the Bible said, they voted. And they cast lot. When they cast lot now, he fell upon Matthias. Thank God for the message of the hour. But the man made us to know, Matthias didn't do one grave. But it was Saul of Tarsus, whom God changed later, for knew before the foundation of the world that God had in mind. Are you with me? Are you there? So sometimes God's, sometimes man's choice is a lot different than God's choice. Amen. May God help us. So now, here they come out. Elijah and Elisha. Along the way, remember from Gilgal, Elijah told Elisha, stay here. God has called me to, go to Gilgal. God said, Gilgal is a place of Christian confession and water baptism. That is what we are emphasizing. It is more than just the say you have confessed your sin and then you are baptized in water. You don't remain like that. Are you there? From Gilgal, God has sent me, stay here. God has sent me to Bethel. Bethel, the house of God. Papa said, can you imagine a man like that? A man that has something inside to say like that? No. You are a young man. You stay here, you don't even have any education. Education does not mean Christianity. You stay here, maybe you know you don't even have your education. Stay here and learn here. Maybe when you now learn and then you are graduated, then you become the dean of this place, the head of this place, the school of the sons of prophets. Not Elisha. Because Elisha had a vision. I'm going to see Elisha had a purpose. Praise the Lord. As the Lord liveth, and as I saw, liveth, I will not leave you, I'm going with you. And they went together. From Bethel to Jericho, from Jericho now, he now told him, Elisha, stay here. God has sent me to Jordan. Oh. As the Lord liveth, and as I saw, liveth, I will not leave you, I'm going with you. The eyes of Elisha was on Elijah. Praise the Lord. Come back. Where he was, he said. Are you with me? 32, please. 32. But notice, he had a call. And Elijah, when he came back, this time about fulfilled for him to go, he spoke to Elisha. Come by where he was at. And he said, now, you stay here. I'm going on to Gilgal. Here, you stay. Try to discourage him. Amen. And when I admonish us the other time, he said, I heard the pastor Nevi praying that people are getting discouraged today. He said, we should never be discouraged at all. Are you following me? No matter what, we should never be discouraged. Many times, when there is a blessing laying right ahead, the devil tries everything he can do to discourage us. That is the devil. It is the devil's way. Devil starts to discourage God's children. But as for God's children, who has a vision? Who has a goal? Nothing can stop them. Even the sons of the prophets in the school of the sons of the prophets could not even. They wanted to persuade him. But Elisha could not be persuaded otherwise. Because he had gotten the robe upon him. Amen. A time came now. Don't you know the Lord is going to take away your head from you today? Say, hold your peace. I know it. First time, better, Jericho. Like, don't you know that God is going to take away your love away from you today? I know it. Hold your peace. All that you are doing here is not interesting me. God help us. You understand? We go through trials and tests, but Elisha, being spiritual minded also, he knew that he had a purpose. And he wasn't going to leave Elijah. He said, as the Lord liveth, and your soul liveth, I'm not going to leave you. I like that. I like that determination. Praise the Lord. So the word comes to you and me this afternoon. Why don't you propose in your heart that you are going to do away with the things of this world? Are you there? Why not propose in your heart? I'm going to serve the Lord all the days of my life. Look, there are critics here, to discourage Elisha. But Elisha was not looking here, not looking there. Elisha's eyes was straight upon Elijah. Are you there? When they got to Jordan, Elijah took his robe, his mantle, and rolled it together and beat it the water of River Jordan. And he parted this way, parted that way. And he went and crossed the River Jordan. Oh man, we take a little thing from God and get all this courage in an hour. But not Elisha. He looked forward to the time. He looked at it was close at hand. So he went to another place and he said, tarry here. All right, let's just bypass one. Let's bypass that one.
come in peace. Because of time. Praise the Lord.
As they were going, please come down to 34.
34.
Come down to Jordan.
I think see there or be there. Come down to Jordan.
All right. On down to the Jordan, they went to cross Jordan. Then Elisha turned, Elijah turned, said to Elisha, what do you desire? What are you hanging around for? Oh my, I like that. What are you hanging around for? What do you desire? Listen to the prophet. Now, the Bible said, ask abundance. Certainly, you know, we are afraid. We are going to ask God too much. But Jesus in Romans said, ask abundantly. That what? That your joy might be full. You know we are afraid. No, we are going to ask God too much. But you can't over ask God anything. In another place, the prophet said, ask God big things. As long as it is in his word. Ask God big things. Am I right? Yes. May God help us. Ask God big things. Praise the Lord. Then he gave us an example. He said, could you imagine a little bitty fish in the Pacific Ocean? We said, let me just drink a little of this water. Well, I better drink this water sparingly because it might run out someday. Nonsense. Look. God's bank is full. Whatever promise God has made, as long as it came from the mouth of God, God said it, I believe it, that's how to see it. Could you imagine a little mouse about that long down under the great Ghana of Egypt saying, I better just eat a few grapes each day and be very conservative now. Because I tell you, I might run out before the winter is over. Before the new crop comes in. Oh my. Add 10 billion times to that. And you can find out how silly it would be to try to think you could exhaust God's abundance of blessings for you. God is inexhaustible. His fountain is inexhaustible. Praise the Lord. Why not? He said, ask abundantly that your joy is may be full. Is that the Lord Jesus Christ? Ask abundantly that your joy is may be full. And Elisha was going to ask abundantly. And don't forget, Elijah and Elisha tied Jesus Christ and the capital C church. Can we say amen to that? Yes. Jesus is telling you in the scripture, in John chapter 16, ask abundantly that your joy might be full. He said, I want double portion of your spirit upon me. Oh, what a question. Oh, what a desire. Now remember, all right, I've just said it now. Elijah and Elisha was a type of Christ and the church. As Elijah was taking off and threw back his robe for Elijah to wear, so was Christ taking off and sent back his robe. What is the robe? His robe. The Holy Ghost baptism. Glory be to God. That's what the prophet keep emphasizing. He said, you and I, we are coming to that Jordan one of these days. Whether we like it or not. And that's why he said, I don't want to enter that dark chamber called death. But I want to be, as a coward. But I want to be wrapped in the robe of his righteousness. Your righteousness cannot do that day. My righteousness cannot do. It is the righteousness of God that matters. God help us. Praise be to God. Let me bypass that one. Let me move on. Hallelujah. Because of time, just bear with me a little. Remember the mother of the sons of Zebedee, James and John. She deserved a big thing from Jesus Christ for his children, for her children. Say, Lord, I want to ask you something. Jesus, he knew the heart of all men. Ask. What do you want to ask of me? Say, when you get to your father's kingdom, let one of my sons want to stand on your right hand. I want to stand on your left hand. Oh. They didn't talk to their mother, talk to the two. I had to drink the cup that I would drink. I had to carry the cross I'm going to carry. They said, we are ready. Say, we will. Okay. You will. But for you, for me to grant unto you, to sit on my right hand and to sit on my left hand, it's not my will to do it. It's for my will of my father that will do it. May God help us. But then imagine that Elijah had that role for many years before. Now Elijah had to grow. Elijah had to grow to fit the role. Today we are trying to cut the role to fit us. And God has to cut us to fit the role. That is the reason why the word of God comes, whether in doctrine, whether in review, whether in correction, whether in social to righteousness, that the man of God, the woman of God, might be perfect. The boy, the girl of God, who I'm not adding to the scripture, might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Some of you children think that the only God cannot feel you the Holy Ghost at your tender age. May God help you. God can feel the Holy Ghost at any time. If you truly repent of your sin and you are baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, you don't allow anything at all around you. You don't allow anything around you to discourage, to distract your attention, to distract you from the promise of God, to distract your attention from following the word of living God in the school, anywhere. Oh God, help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because that is the difference. It just vice versa. It is not me to point the road, the Holy Ghost will fit me. It is me that has to, Robert said, you have to alter yourself, I have to alter myself to be able to fit that road. Elijah has been passing through things, serving Elijah. And that's why the company that Elijah kept was the company of Elijah. That's why in the time of war, when they went to war and there was no water, the old man asked, is there no prophet in the land that we can answer for him? And one of the servants said, oh yes, there was Elijah that poured water on the hand of Elijah. There is something about that. Because it depends on the company you are moving with. So children, boys and girls, youth and teenagers, all of us, when we separate ourselves from the world and things of the world, oh my, then we see God on the ashes. I mean on the sea. God help us. You go to alter yourself to meet God's Holy Spirit. God won't alter the spirit to meet your desire. But you go to alter yourself. So Elijah had several years of growing into fit the role. So he thought it would fit him pretty well. He was on his road all the year. Hallelujah. Then when they were going, what will you that I should do for you before I'm taking away from you today? He said, I want the double portion of your spirit upon me. Oh, Elijah said, you have asked a hard thing. But nevertheless, when you see me going, it shall be done for you. Otherwise, no way. It was on the condition. If you see me going, that is the condition. Church, may God help us this afternoon. That we don't want anything to distract our attention. No matter what. There are critics here, critics there. Oh man. I tell you, brothers and sisters, in this assembly, Christ, Christ, and Christ, you are blessed of the Lord. When I was on my turn the other time, when I finished preaching my first sermon on Wednesday, a sister ran after me. She wanted to see me. Then I waited, he was talking with me and things like that, but I saw. The boy is a smoker. He smokes cigarette. He smokes Indian hemp. He steals. He does this. He does that. So it has created a problem in the, among the neighbors and in tenants, co-tenants, and among the neighbors. So the tenants, the neighbors have become suspicious about the boy. Any little thing like this, everything they have to face the boy. Why? Because they came from a place where they were not. B, they didn't have the right foundation. Now they have come to this side now, hearing the reality of the word of God. I tell you, it is the grace of God. You children, you should be, you are privileged. My oh my. God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The prophet said, if Elisha knew, yeah, with me, I'm coming, please. Like, can they go to 40? 40, down, down, down. If Elisha, if he knew the promise and the conditions of the promise, then he kept his eyes right on Elijah. I can imagine somebody saying, sir, why are you going to be evil? I got no time for to talk to you. I'm looking straight at him. Hallelujah. Let nothing bother you. Let nothing distract your attention. Let's look straight into the promise of God's word. There are so many things that can distract our attention. May God help us. There are so many things around that can destroy God. May God help us to put our eyes and our faith on the word of the living God. Praise the Lord. Okay, we don't talk about deceit people and things. Well, the Bible said, to you see people today, many of you here you see, and the promise is to you, if thou canst believe, you've got the promise. Amen. Amen. The promise is laid down here in the Bible. The promise is yours. But the trouble is, the trouble of it is, you let the schools of the prophets and everything else call you from one side to the other one, telling you, discouraging, and telling you, days of miracle is past. But we thank God. That is the devil's denomination. To the believer, the days of miracle is past. It's not past. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever. Is he saving today? Is he healing? You believe that? He's still delivering. He's still keeping. He's still sustaining. He's still providing. Oh man. Look, let us not have any negative thought. If the priest is not going fast, respect. It is Satan that wants to discourage you. Don't listen to the suggestions of the block of spiritual ear to eat. God said, I believe it was by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost in the scriptures. When David prayed, said, oh God, the work of our hands establish it, Lord. David prayed that prayer. I believe it is by the inspiration of God. And God promised to bless the work of our hands. Praise the Lord. So anybody that has the Holy Ghost, no matter what Satan comes to his quality, yes, he will stand with the work of the living God. Sickness comes, sickness goes, sickness comes, sickness goes. God wants us to take care of situation of things. Is he healing today? Praise the Lord. Oh, God help me. Please, come in now. I can imagine Elisha calling Elijah with the eyes straight on him. He wasn't going to turn to see. Oh my. Or didn't turn back and say, hey, fellows, how do you think I'm doing? If he would, Elijah must have been taken away and he wouldn't have got the promise. May God help you. May God help the church. Oh, glory be to God. When we turn aside today, looking at this, and looking at the conditions, and looking at symptoms, he spoke to us here about Jonah in the Bible. But the Bible says the problem that God has today is people looking at their symptoms. The Bible says symptoms is one of the things that no. In that God for breaking his promise so fast, we must not look at our symptoms. Don't look at the circumstances around you. Look into the word of living God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We have heard about this several times. I've only told you to cut it short. A man in the belly of a whale. Look here, waist belly. With all the intestines and things that are around about around his neck. If there were people that should complain, it should have been Jonah. But he look at us and said, they are lying vanities. That's what God expects from you and me today. Your sickness is lying vanities. Once more, not looking at a temple which is not destroyed, which will not be and vaccinated. We should look up to heaven where Jesus is standing at the right hand of power, interceding for you and me upon our confession. May God help us, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. If you see me going, you will receive what you ask for. Praise the Lord. All right. Let me just. 46, please. 46. I can see Elisha as he goes up the hill, and Elijah in front of him. They are going on. He's keeping his eyes on him. Somebody will hold her to one side. Some of the school of the prophets will hold her across Jordan. He just kept his eyes right on him, going right on. So they say, wait a minute here. You know, I'm a professor so and so. I don't care who you are. I got the promise. I'm going right on. Say, you know what, the pastor, I don't care who you are. I got my eyes on the promise. That is the way to get it. Keep your eyes on the promise. That's it. Stay with it. Hold on to it. That's right. Don't be jellyfish. Wishy-washy. In and out. Up and down. Like a woman in a lemon. But stay with your eyes on the promise. God says so. That's what you see. God says so. That takes care of it as far as I'm concerned. God says so. He has to stay with his word. And his word is eternal as God is. So he kept his eyes on Elijah. God help us, my brothers. God help us, my sisters. Hallelujah. While they were going, he has already said, you have asked a hard thing. But if you see me going, then you can receive what you ask. So they were going. After a while, there came a sound from heaven, like it did on the day of Pentecost. And the fire came like it did on the day of Pentecost, and it separated them. And as he did, Christ from the disciples at Pentecost. But Elijah stepped on this chariot of fire, pulled by horses of fire, and went away. And while the young prophet was standing there, looking up, and hollering, my father, the child of Israel, and the horsemen thereof, all of a sudden, something dropped on him. Fitting just exactly the role of Elijah. Praise the Lord. That is the way it is today, brother. Any man that looks up and says, Lord Jesus, the Son of God. You get a promise. Be sincere in it and watch and what sleeps around you. And what sleeps around you. It fits him exactly. What did he do? Took off his own garment and tore it to pieces. Listen to the prophet. Television programs. And all the nonsense is finished. There. All the worldly things. The picture shows. The drinking and the smoking and the gambling, the lying, the dirty jokes. Everything is finished there. Tore his own robe to pieces and threw it down. Said, I'm entering the ministry. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. That was me in the truth. Hallelujah. I want to do something here for the Brother Bam said. Okay, all right. Just let me do something, then we'll come back to Kelly. Brother Bam said then, when he gave his life to Christ, you may not bother because I just want to read this to the audience. Paragraph 125 of that of 56 and 125, which is to Jebus. But when I get there, I want to know one thing, that I got the second-hand rope on too. I am trusting in mine because my own rope is no good. For as soon as Elijah picked up Elijah's rope, he tore it into two pieces and threw it down. And that is the way it was when I found Christ. I tore my own self off, my own ideas, my own nonsense, my little petty things. I thought when I was a little Baptist preacher, I was somebody. But I tore it out. I put on his robe. That's Jesus Christ's robe now. When I come to Jordan, I want to find myself wrapped in his robe. He will follow that. We will arrive there one day. Amen. Let's say in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you there? Yes, sir. What? Come be merciful. Hallelujah. Anyway, all right. Let's just read this. I hope I've got you something somehow. Yes, sir. Let me read this few things, then we close for today. God bless you, church. Oh, my. I just thank the Almighty God for this. Show something this afternoon. All right. Okay. Elijah, if you, Elijah said, if you see me when I go, that's paragraph 70, please, of this 12 verses. Quickly, please. If you have what you ask for. Are we getting that? That's right. You got to keep your eyes on him. Watch the promise. He's still repeating it to us here. Like if someone of the school turns back and say, hey, I've read that to us. He didn't care what the neighbors thought or the houses. Who look at him, he kept his faith in the promise. What we need today is faith in the promise of God. And don't pay no attention to what this one says or that one says. As a brother said, a minister had two guests that were mute. And that criticism of divine healing that the children could not be healed. Don't pay attention to critics. Keep your faith on the promise. God said so. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and God shall raise them up. if he can make one deaf mute here, he can make another deaf mute here. As we had this morning, the attitude of God is still the same. Someone that believed him, call upon him and have faith in God to save him or to heal him one time. If another person came another time to ask for salvation or to ask for healing, if God is not doing it, then God is a breaker of his word. But thank God, he is infinite. He can never break his word. If he heal one deaf person, he will heal another one. I don't care. Listen. Doctor's statement, want to remind ourselves, is not the finality. And that there is no incurable disease. And there is no infirmity that Jesus cannot heal. Amen. The prayer of faith, shall save the sick, and God shall save them. If he, okay, we know by infallible proof that he does that. He does that. Keep our eyes, our faith on the promises. Our eyes single. Our ear single. Our heart single. And one thing on Jesus Christ. And he's able to perform that which he has promised. Oh, when we think of that, it changes the whole scene when we get there. God made the promise. God was the one that said it. Now, here he was. God's representative said it. And now God himself has said it. Then what can we do? Nothing but keep our mind on that said. If you see me when I go away, you can have the promise. Elijah kept his eyes on Elijah. No matter what hold from each side, taking place on each side, what taking place before that, he never even looked at it. He kept his eyes on the promise. There you are, your eyes on the promise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I think of the lady that we visited the other day, the other night, sister saw. The doctor telling her how bad she was. And I never told her, told the loved one, and how impossible it would be for her to ever get away. Now, brother, her son-in-law asked me about it. I said, if she can keep her eyes on the promise, no matter what takes place, keep your eyes on the promise. I believe there is something for you and me here to learn. The Holy Ghost through the Bible is still repeating, keep your eyes on the promise. Heaven, earth will pass away. You will pass away. Everything will pass away. God's statement will be no more. But God's word ever remains the same. He can't fail. Praise the Lord. What about, you know, when Sister Wood was sick, you know, Sister Wood's mother was sick, and Sister Wood was very bad, Baba said she had faith. She was a woman of faith. Number one, God healed her boy of a crippled leg. Number two, God healed herself of tuberculosis. Now the mother had cancer. No, the doctor of it, and broke it, and was missed. So the thing started, you know, eating, by the side of his nose, close to the eyes like this, and he says, the wife now called the husband. Say, pray for Sister Mina. I pray for Sister Wood. She's so bad. And then when the woman came, say, okay. And even as he asked, all the time, give me vision. Give me vision. If God can give me vision, they'll be able to know what to tell him. He said, when I know that the promise is there in the world. He said, when I got there now, he said, okay, let us go to the hospital. Then they went to the hospital in Louisville. And then when they got there now, Sister Wood was saying, okay, Sister Brother Brown, please, find vision for my mother, things like that. Papa said, when I go to you, I pray that God should give me a vision of what to tell you. He said, right there, God will condemn me. In this house, he said, God condemn me. I don't just say anything in the church, because of time. He said, God condemn me. Why are you asking for vision? When you have the promised word with you, are you with me? He said she was a hero of faith. So now, they went there now, and while in the room, I thought, oh God, if you just show me a vision of what is going to happen to the woman, Mr. and Mrs. Wu, sitting outside, on the outside, waiting to see what the vision will. 78, are you there? 78. I'm sorry. But while I was there, I got condemned. I was condemned by waiting for a vision. Seemed like something, if I was, what seemed the calling. What you need a vision when the promise is already being said. So I lay down and pray, and while praying, something just anchored on the inside. The faith of the promise. Come back out. And Mrs. Wood, when I told her about it, she said, "Did you see anything, Brother Branham?" I said, "I never exactly saw anything. But I felt something that told me that his promise was true and he was going to do it. And I believe that he is going to do it." And he left at 24 hours. The end of that cancer began to drain away. A scar formed over him. Cancer doesn't, no, don't scar. If you know, as you know, unless it is dead, you know. So there it was now. And the woman is still at home. What a wonderful Christ, by keeping our eyes on the promise, God said so. But when we are praying for some time, we got up and say, well, it wasn't done just as immediately. So maybe we better go back again. Oh no. Keep your eyes on the promise. God said so. That settles it. That's all of it. If God says so, God is able to keep his promise. Or he will never make it. Or he will not have said it. Are you there? If I'm the Lord, I healed all of the diseases. Scripture. He was wounded by transgressions. He was bruised by iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, Isaiah said, we are healed. Our father, the apostle Peter said, by whose stripes ye were. So your sickness was already paid for on the cross. Just as your sin was paid for, my sin was paid for on the cross. So it's a settled matter. The thing is, keep your eyes on the promise. Listen, church, we cannot afford to be always allow the enemy to cheat us. Healing is children's bread. We are talking about. So now, Elijah got to River Jordan. Here with me, Elijah got to River Jordan. When he was Elijah, when he came back now, Robert said he needed something more than the robe of Elijah. He got there now. He just had the robe. He just, you know, I mean, roll it together. What did he say? He said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Wham! Robert said, we need more than petticoats. We need the God of the petticoats. We really want to baptize. We need more than ever before, because that's what he's going to prove to you and me. May God help us, church. Let us be like our father Abraham, who waited for 25 years and he did not stagger in faith. True unbelievers. He believed God and was counted to him for righteousness. God bless you, brothers. God bless you, sisters. Baba said, we are coming to Jordan one of these days. You are coming to Jordan one of these days. I'm coming to Jordan one of these days. Are you following me? We are coming to Jordan. Whether you like it or not, but we are not going to cross Jordan alone. We are not going there. We are not going to cross Jordan by our own righteousness. We must be wrapped in the robe of his righteousness, which is the Holy Ghost baptism in our soul. Listen, brothers and sisters, we are not just trying to cause any panicking to one another. The word of God is true. But the man said, I don't know. He says, it may be overnight. He says, it may be before the end of the year. He says, it may be at any time. God can call me to cross that Jordan. He says, we are coming to that Jordan. He says, I'm coming there, you are coming there. Brothers and sisters, we are all coming there. May God prepare us. Literally, as if Christ can come at any time. May God bless our soul. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Second handed room. You love him? But sang is the song that I wanted to sing, because when I was just here yesterday, that song, you know, song just came to me. I want God's way. Let come, let go, walk with my brother and sisters. I want God's way. To be my way. No matter what was happening around Elijah Christ, he wanted God's way. To be his way. Are we ready for him? There is no other way that a child of God should go. Though the road be steep and rough, if he leads me, it's enough. It was because God had Elisha in mind. So no matter what was happening around him, God was the one guiding Elisha's feet. It was a God inside that was guiding Elijah, not to make his eyes to turn this way or to turn that way. It was God that was guiding Elisha, not to listen to the critics, not to listen to anything that wants to decide his attention, not to listen to even Elijah himself did not even discourage him. How much would his prophet know the school of symmetry of the sons of the prophets? Don't follow these unbelievers. Let them go their own way. Let's have the robe of God in our soul. May God bless us. Let not this church us at all. I want God's way to be my way. Every day, every night. God bless you. I say God bless you. Can we just say before I hand over to the associate pastor? God bless you, little boy. Yes, sir. The infants, the young ones shall praise me. And you hear amen from a little child over there at the corner. And when they are going, they say, this is that, and then you are quiet. Little children out of God, out of babes, God perfect praise. Let us look. You may look down on me. I don't care. Let us learn. Totally be cheerful. I want to tell you again, we are not Americans. We are blacks. And we are God's children. You may not hear any amen, this one, so, but you know, you see, we are different. God has different in your people in his kingdom. Hallelujah. You see, look, we are not holding just emotionally. No. But we must amen. We must say hallelujah. With meaning, with revelation in our heart. And you do the amen. Some people come to the platform to lead. So the school who knows who's then come to the platform to lead. Praise the Lord. Welcome. You are just quiet. Kino mu are quiet. Did you pray before you leave him? Let us pray. Let's pray to the Lord. Let's pray to the Lord. God bless you. When God is bringing his blessing down to you, Satan will come by all means to distract you, to bring discouragement to your heart. Be courageous, brother. Be courageous, sister. He promised his work can never fail. It's never his appointment. It's never a failure. God said it. I believe it. That's the truth. If you not make that promise to come to pass, you will not make it in the scripture. You will not say it in the scripture. God bless you as we meditate on these things while we go to our home.
God is me, is enough. easier sung than experienced. To accept God's way, we need His grace. Just like a sun, sometimes it could be steep and it could be rough. And that is when faith is tested. We need His grace for us to be able to accept His way as our way. And God will not even come our way. He'll maintain His own way for as many as want to walk with Him. They have to follow Him in the path that He has chosen and in the way that He is leading. If you are thinking of arriving at the right destination, it's a journey you have not taken before. As He told the children of Israel, He haven't passed this way before. So I sent my angel before you to lead. When He stops, you stop. When He moves, you move. So when you see God move and you stop, you will miss the road. And He's the only one that knows the way. All the reason, all the highway, are a child of God. She goes, though the road be steep and rough. If God listen, is He not? I want God's way, to be my way every day. As we bow our heads, we bring the service to a close. Sat here since morning till this evening, hearing God speaking to us in different ways with different ministries. And God does not talk for talking sake. He has a purpose for everything He says. And He did not even ask us to understand, He only asked us to believe. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. As we bring the service to a close, if you feel that God has spoken to you today and you have need of His grace to help you to keep in that path, to maintain the height He has taken you, to retain the faith He has imparted unto you according to His word, and you want to say like the disciples, say, help thou our unbelief. You can just signify with your hand up as we offer this simple word of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we approach once again unto your throne of mercy. Lord, as we are not tired of hearing your word, we know you are also not tired of us hearing our requests. We are just listening to a message that came to a conclusion by the open check that Elijah gave Elisha to ask whatsoever he desired before he is taken. But fortunately or unfortunately, he asked a big request. That is more than even what Elijah himself had. In the scripture in the Old Testament, the kings will always ask anyone that pleases them to ask for anything to the half of the kingdom. But this request of Elisha was asking for double portion, knowing that it was an open check given unto him. And Lord, knowing that the inspiration for him to ask Elisha to ask also come from God, he can no more turn back on it. Just told him that you have asked for a hard thing. Say, nevertheless, because you have been asked to ask, and you have asked, if you see me when I go, it shall be so. Dear Father, just as we have heard again that Elisha represents the Capital City Church, the bride, and Elijah stood for Christ. No wonder Christ gave the open check again by saying that whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe that you are receiving, then shall you have it. So you can see the open check also given to us from the New Testament. And the prophet even make it more simpler by saying that when anyone becomes a child of God, born again by God's Spirit, the person is given an open check that he can fill any time whatsoever he desires and present it in the name of Jesus Christ, and the bank of heaven will honor it. Checks have been written this evening by individuals, by the hearts of faith, but the hand is signifying it that they have deposited a check. The bank of heaven that has the name of Jesus Christ written across it is going to honor it, because every request that is asked in the name of Jesus Christ, they receive answer. Gracious eternal Father, give us that courage to feel exactly what we have need of. Give us that boldness to ask everything we have need of. Give us that faith to believe that we will have our requests, because it's according to your word. As we present them before you this evening, in the loving name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, may every petition be granted. May you honor every request. May you answer every question. May you solve every problem. May you heal every sickness. May you deliver every oppressed. May you push out every wicked works of the enemy. May you put a seal upon the request of everyone. May everyone be granted to the glory of your name. Thank you, eternal Father. So shall it be, because your mouth has spoken it, and your children have acted upon it, and you can never go back on your word. Blessed be your wonderful name. The blessings you have received today in abundance, may none ever elude us from it. May none depart from us, Father. May we enjoy it until your coming, dear Father. Bless your servant you have used this afternoon to give him. The strength and the virtue that has left him, may you recall him back, Father. May you lift up the honor of his ministry and continue to bless him with good health. Thank you, eternal Father. Everyone you have used today, Lord, both here and other places where your children are gathered, in whichever way, whether to preach, whether to interpret, whether to listen, whether to play instrument, whether to officiate in one way or the other, whether to kneel down to pray, to call upon you, whatsoever part your children have contributed positively to the service of today, wherever your name is mentioned in purity and righteousness, and your word is presented to the people, Lord, in truth and honesty, Lord, may you bless your people, Heavenly Father. We pray, dear God of heaven, that none will ever lose their reward, O God. Let it be, dear Father. As we dismiss to go back to our homes, may you take us home safely. May your grace go with us. May this week a special week of blessing. Let it be a week full of testimonies. Every purpose of the enemy, may you fill them for us. We pray, O living God, that you keep us healthy, keep us happy, keep us prosperous, O Father. Meet all our needs. Lord, the services of the week, may they take us further in your love. May we enjoy your presence throughout the week. Master, we pray for workers that you will bless them. We pray for businessmen for prosperity. Job seekers, open door of mercy for them. Wherever door they knock, may be open unto them. Lord Jesus, we are praying, O God, for different needs that your people have. Thou art God. You are a faithful God. That's what we have had today. May you prove your faithfulness to your children, therefore. Thank you, King of glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. May your name be glorified. If you have not come for us here on Wednesday, may your heart be filled with testimonies. Lord Jesus, increase our love for you. May we serve you better. We thank you for your children that have come in the morning and they came again this evening. Give every one of them double blessings, their Father. Thank you, King of glory. Blessed be your wonderful name for granting our petitions, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for seeing us through the services of today and for the blessings we have received in the services. Shall we rise? Hymn number 60. I'm following Jesus, one step at a time. Thank you.